Well, this morning we are continuing the series surrounding the stained glass windows that are beautifully decorating the church. And I have noticed that there is a blank one here. I wondered maybe we could surprise Pastor Mark with a stained glass window of him, maybe? No? Really, get creative and we'll surprise him next Sunday. How about that? But in all seriousness, these are beautiful pictures all the way around your sanctuary, all portraying different elements of the life of Christ. And this morning we're going to be talking about the Last Supper, and it's actually on the back window of the sanctuary. Don't turn around and look now. It's kind of hard to see back there, but as you exit this morning, take a moment and stop and have a look at that beautiful stained glass window that reflects this incredibly important meal that Jesus celebrated, that we've come to call the Last Supper. You know, there's something special about coming together for a meal. In fact, many of you are already thinking about lunch today. Your mouths are starting to water already, and you didn't think about it until just this moment, but you're going to gather with somebody that you love, and you'll be enjoying a meal together. Meals are incredibly important to us. Family dinners are often iconic and memorable. My grandmother was born in New Mexico, and so she actually grew up eating Mexican food, and she had the best Mexican food that I've ever eaten. And so as I was growing up, we would go to visit her in Pennsylvania, where they lived at the time. And the whole family would gather, and they would have this Mexican feast. And I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Just the most delicious homemade sauce and enchiladas, and it was just absolutely amazing. And even today, even though Grandma's no longer with us, when our family in the U.S. get together, we almost always have a Mexican meal using her recipe. And as we sit around the table together and as we eat that food, it tastes so familiar. And it brings back memories of really decades of family dinners where our family has gotten together and we've shared that meal together. The meal was so important. Myself, as you know, I grew up in the Baptist church, and we had a slogan at the church that I grew up in. It was kind of a joke, but not really. It was kind of on our letterhead. It said, "When we meet, we eat." And we were famous in the community for our potluck dinners, and we just couldn't wait for those opportunities to get together. And it seemed like almost every time we got together, we were sharing a meal. And they were just incredible opportunities to get together. And nowadays, these meals are still important. Things have changed somewhat. Now it's a race to see who can beat the Baptists to Swiss Chalet on Sunday mornings. And so we need to get out on time, right? So I'll try to keep to that this morning. But again, we're going to go and share meals together, sharing food together. What is it? What is it about the beef dinners that you share here at Trillium that draw people together, that they enjoy so much? Even weekly coffee and refreshments and birthday cake, all these things drive us and bring us together. It's important for building community. And this morning we're talking about a special table, a meal that Jesus designed for a special purpose. And every church celebrates this meal in slightly different ways. They call it slightly different things, but they're all very similar. Your church might have grown up calling it a Eucharist or Mass, or in my Baptist tradition, we would celebrate the Lord's Table or Communion on a monthly basis. Some churches celebrate it quarterly. And the point is that we do this on a regular basis, and it draws the community together. We call it communion, not only because it creates communion between us and our Heavenly Father, but it brings us together as a community. It's a celebration of this Lord's Supper, commemorating this last Passover meal that Jesus had with his disciples before he was crucified. And at this meal, Jesus instituted and explained this new covenant that he was making with his followers. The bread, of course, represented his body, and the wine represented his blood. In Luke chapter 22, verse 15, we just read that Jesus said, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." I have eagerly desired. There are other translations that describe it as earnestly desired, or I desire deeply, or I fervently desire. The Greek word that Jesus uses in this passage for the word desire is actually the word lust. And we use the word lust or think of it in negative terms. But Jesus was just describing the depth of feeling he had and the desire that he had to share this table. This wasn't a normal meal. This wasn't something that was celebrated every week or that all that frequently. Jesus had been waiting his entire life, knowing that it was coming to a culmination point, that this supper, this Passover that he would share with his disciples, it wasn't just the Last Supper. There was something more significant to this. The Passover feast that was celebrated by Israel was incredible for the detail and all the time and energy that went into planning it. And you can take the time to study the Passover and the symbolism that exists. It's remarkable. But in this last Passover meal, it's all been prepared. Jesus calls his disciples, and he really reduces it to these two simple elements. But he's anxious to celebrate this dinner. He earnestly desired to share this meal with them. In his book, Restless Faith, theologian Richard Mao talks about the importance of remembering the lessons of the past. He quotes sociologist Robert Bella, who said that healthy nations must be communities of memory. Bella extended this principle to other societal bonds, such as families. Remembering is an important part of living in community. The scriptures teach the value of community memory as well. We've talked about the Israelites. They were given the Passover feast to remember, to remind them of what God had done to rescue them from slavery in Egypt. And still today, Jewish people around the world revisit that rich, rich community memory every spring. And Passover holds great meaning for us as followers of Christ, because Passover has always pointed us to the work of Jesus on the cross. It was during Passover, the night before that cross, that Jesus established his own memorial table. In verse 19 of chapter 22, it records, and we just read this, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And every time we gather at the Lord's table, as you will next Sunday, every time we gather around the Lord's table to celebrate communion, we remember that Christ rescued us from slavery to sin and provided us with eternal life. May the rescuing love of Jesus remind us that his cross is worth remembering, and it's worth remembering together. And this is why Jesus was so excited to celebrate this particular last Passover meal with his disciples, because it represented a shift, a change in his relationship with them. It represented a change in his relationship with us, because now they've celebrated Passover for hundreds of years, and he stands before them. He's at the table, and he takes bread, and he said, "This bread is my body. This cup represents my blood. This is a new covenant. This is a new relationship that we're sharing together." And he was so excited to share this with his disciples, and he does the same with us. And so as we celebrate communion, as we celebrate the Lord's table, don't let it become this routine. Don't let it become boring or something that we just do. Remember that it was meant to be done in community. We remember this together. It was designed to unify us. So it's a little heartbreaking. Take some time later today and read the next few verses in Luke chapter 22. What often happens at a family dinner? Things are going just great until somebody brings up, could be anything, politics. Is that going to come up? Your next family dinner? Maybe. Probably. It could be something bad that's happened within your family, a broken relationship. Jesus has just shared this beautiful image of what he is about to do for his disciples, for this new covenant. He's so excited to share this. And as you read the next few verses, and we didn't have time to read through it this morning, but somebody, I'm not sure who it was, but they said, did he say someone's going to betray him? And they all started looking at each other. And they all started kind of maybe pointing fingers, saying, well, who would do that? I wouldn't do that. Maybe it's, no, you? And they started to quarrel among themselves, wondering who it was that was going to betray them. And as they're arguing about that, another argument erupts over who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. Like Jesus has just shared with them the most really important news of history, that he is bringing redemption, that he is loving them with an unbelievable love. And he's describing this to them, and immediately the family dinner deteriorates into this big argument over who's going to betray him or who's going to be the greatest. And of course, Jesus takes that opportunity to teach them about what's important. And I guess as I read that this morning, the important thing for us to realize is that we can't forget what's really important. Don't let self-righteousness and pride destroy the unity that Jesus gave his life for. Because that's really what this family table is all about, this family meal, this communion meal, as we celebrate it together. That Jesus has pulled us together in very, very simple elements. There's actually a presentation that I think Jews for Jesus do a program called Christ in the Passover. And it's about 2 hours long. And it goes through it's fascinating. It goes through every element of the Passover meal, every item, every song, every candle, everything that's said, and describes the significance of that meal in relation to Jesus and what it means to us. And they'll come to the church and they'll share that with you to describe the Passover. But it's incredibly complex. And Jesus takes that Passover meal and he makes it really, really simple. Are you glad that he made it simple? He really did. He brought it down to two really essential elements, two simple things. Two things that you probably have in your cupboard at home, on your table, bread and wine, or juice. It's symbolic. And Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, remember me. Remember all that I came to do. Remember what I came to provide for you. Remember the unity that I came to bring. Remember the love that I came to offer you and your community and the world. And that's what that Last Supper really is celebrating and commemorating. It was the last of a supper like that, and looking to the future of what he would do in a very short period of time as he offered his life as a sacrifice.